Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's first reading, continuing with the Acts of the Apostles, we heard of the martyrdom of Saint Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Prior to his death, he condemned the actions of his persecutors as being unjust, but he forgave them and prayed that Christ would have mercy on them. And this Saint Stephen gives us a wonderful example to follow. First, like Saint Stephen, we must condemn evil. We must never condone evil of any kind, beginning in our own lives, and then also in the lives of others, especially those whom we might influence, friends, family members, loved ones, and so forth. We ought not to condone evil in the lives of others, be it in an individual or in a whole group of individuals or a whole society. At times, we'll need to speak out against such evils, always in a peaceful manner, but yet very firmly too. Evil must be countered, overcome, and defeated by the good. As the saying goes, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men should do nothing or say nothing. The persecution of Christians has been more or less continuous in the life of the church. In one place or another, in one degree or another, our Lord assured his followers of many things, many promises. And one of those things that he assured his disciples was that they would experience persecution. As he said, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. As Christians, therefore, we ought not to be surprised when persecution comes our way. This doesn't mean, however, that we condone it, we approve of it. But like Saint Stephen, we might need to make an explicit condemnation of it as being something evil, as unjust, as sinful, and that those who are responsible for it, that they should cease doing it, repent of it, and ask for God's mercy. In the end, though, we must accept the reality of persecution and be prepared to practice the Christian virtues in a heroic degree, counting on the sure help of God's grace to practice the virtues, especially of faith, hope, charity, and even charity towards the persecutors themselves, just like Saint Stephen, a charity that forgives and that prays for divine mercy. This is what made Saint Stephen so much like Jesus on the cross, who also prayed for his persecutors. The fruit of Saint Stephen's martyrdom was plentiful, and it included the conversion of one of those present there on that day at his stoning, one who approved of it, the young Saul. But he would become the great Saint Paul. In our own day, persecution of Christians is becoming more and more commonplace. In the midst of this reality, we ought not to react with hatred or revenge, nor should we have an attitude or something of a persecution complex, but rather we should be like Saint Stephen and all the Christian martyrs, who desired only the glory of God and the good of souls, especially those who were responsible for the persecution. To follow courageously in their footsteps, we need God's grace. We need to turn to Our Lady for help, for she is the Queen of Martyrs. And of course, we turn to our Lord Jesus himself, especially in the Eucharist, which is the bread of the strong. Praise be Jesus and Mary.